Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This morning, I have two guests in the studio with me. I have Jessica Pyatt, who's the spokesperson for Bike to Work Week. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. And I also have Bill Foster, and you're a member of the Bike Friendly Coalition. And good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So can you tell us a little bit about what Bike to Work Week is, Bill?
Well, it's an emphasis. There's a lot of people in Sitka that Bike to Work Week is every week. But this is a special one to encourage more people to bike to work. And there's a good number of people that kind of spread out, and they all sort of come into town and cross the bridge each day.
Awesome. And this is a part of National Bike Month.
Month, right.
Correct. And there's a lot of things happening in Sitka in celebration of this month.
There's one word for this month. It's bike. We have all kinds of bike activities.
And do you mind telling us a little bit about some of those activities that are happening?
Well, the one this week, Jessica, you can tell us more about the Bike to Work Week, which we're starting today.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff has already happened this month, but National Bike to Work Week is this week, and different places around town have been real generous to support and promote biking. So today, if you go into the back door, between 6:30 and 10:30 a.m. and just show your bike helmet, you can get a free coffee or a free tea.
I'll be there right after this right with my bike helmet for the free coffee. And I wouldn't miss it.
I saw Bill ride in this morning. We rode in together, yeah. So I know he rode in. There's a doc talk tomorrow about exercise as medicine. There's a new event this month or this year is the Ride of Silence on Wednesday, and that's meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Crescent Harbor Shelter, and that's to honor cyclists that have been killed by cars and just promote awareness of sharing the road. And then Thursday is another goodie put on by the North Sister of pedal-powered smoothies and 20% off your lunch. And then, of course, as usual, Yellow Jersey is being real supportive. And if you go in on Friday when you bike to work, you can enter to win a gift certificate to the bike shop.
Awesome. Is there something that you are particularly excited about for this event?
This week?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to stop by Yellow Jersey on Fridays during the Bike to Work Weeks and try to enter. But no, I bike usually, and so it's kind of a normal week for me, but it's neat to see it being promoted around town for other people and promoting other people to bike, especially as the weather's changing. I know winter biking's intimidating to some people, so this is the perfect time to get started and get out there.
Yeah, like today, there's a light rain. It wasn't really bad, but there's an old saying, there's no bad weather, just inappropriate clothing. And today, clothing has become so good.
Yeah.
And even in hiking and biking and things like that, it's such a difference from the old days. But there are some other activities after this week to finish out the month. Let's see. It said Friday is actually the National Bike to Work Day. That's
when
you go into the bike shop, is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep, that's on Friday.
And then a big event, you've already promoted it on Raven, and most people in town are excited about that event, the annual Julie Hughes Triathlon, and that includes bike, swim, run.
The pool is packed on Friday.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting their swim
in. I do not swim. Well, I mean, I swim well enough to survive, and I do not run, so.
Well, you don't have to. You can make a team, and you could just be the bike portion.
I'll be the bike. I'm looking for some older bikers. Last year, I couldn't find anybody. The other septuagenarians were taken with a team, so I was teamless. So let me know. And then the community bike ride will kind of end the month, and that is a time when we meet over at the park right across from Raven here. And then one of the reasons we meet there, and I'm looking at it right now as I turn around, is a photo taken in 1887 of two ships docked, and that's exactly where the first bike came in 1891. Not the same ship, but the same situation. And all we know is it was a safety bike. At that time, those big high-wheelers weren't that big. So anyway, I just ran across that 4 or 5 years ago. I was looking in Bob DeArmond's Chronology of Sitka, and I was going through it. It's about a 250-page book that goes month by month of what happened in that month from 1867 to 1987. And there it was. 1891, the first bike. I don't know where it is.
And what is a safety bike? What does that
mean?
Oh,
I mean like we're riding today.
Okay.
As opposed to those big high wheels.
Big front wheels and little back wheels.
Yeah. Little, and a lot of people, they call them bone crushers and other things because, and there are people today for exhibit and for still ride them. I think, Jessica, you knew somebody that rode one of those.
I didn't know them, but when I was living in Denver, there I observed on my morning run, there was somebody that would bike to work. It looked like they were biking to work every day on one of those big high wheel bikes.
I think
so
the problem
they're still out there.
Yeah. The problem is getting on and getting off the bike. But so safety bike is what we ride today.
And how long have you been biking?
Oh, probably over 70-some years. I have a picture. I had a lot of tricycles, of course, when I was young, and I have some pictures that I found of that. The first bike, I think it was in the fourth grade, I had a Western Flyer, and it had a tank with a horn, a button and a horn in it. And anyway, there have been years I haven't been biking as much. I remember one time when I was in high school, it wasn't cool to ride your bike to high school, so I sort of laid off at that time.
Well, and Bill wrote a really neat article. Was that for Cycling Magazine?
Yeah.
That you wrote about a bike trip you did.
Yeah, in 59, I did a 2,700-mile trip, and that's another story. But, yeah, that was sort of, after I did that, I was like, well, I've done it.
Yeah, it's a neat way to travel.
Yeah.
And how long have you been biking, Jessica?
Oh, I started in college when I had two classes I couldn't get to fast enough. And so I brought my, like, middle school bike that was way too small for me to college and tried to, you know, wheel from one class to the other, and then saved up for a few years, and after college bought my first road bike, and kind of been hooked ever since. And I've moved around different places, and there's some places you can't bike, you know, just based on the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so we're pretty lucky here in Sitka, and it's a pretty big testament to, like, city planning and how you build your city and how you design your city to even just have shoulders, let alone sidewalks, let alone bike paths. So tried to bike different places I've lived, and this has been a pretty easy place to bike. You don't have too far to go.
And has it always been like that, Bill, or has that changed over the years?
Well, in Sitka?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've got some bike paths now, some designated ones, which helps some. And some of the new paving has allowed a fairly wide and a smooth shoulder. Mm. But I think there's more awareness than anything. We have a few choke points. The bridge is kind of a choke point, unfortunately. I think when we built the bridge in the 70s, we didn't realize, number one, how many people would be walking across, and maybe how many people would be biking. So there's not much we can do about that. That just both cars and bikes just need to be careful and be aware of each other. But there's a few other places. But generally speaking, it's bike friendly, and we do have a lot of roads. You know, the road to Green Lake and the Blue Lake Road is a great off-road. We don't have any single tracks as such. A lot of the mountain bikers would like to have a single track, and so we've got some others. So there's some good biking that's improved quite a bit.
And if someone they don't bike, but they're really interested in biking, do you have any encouraging words or things that you would tell them to get them maybe over that hump of that fear?
I think learning the rules of the road, you know, you ride like a car in a way that you've got to follow the rules of the road. You know, that's one. I know when I first bought my first bike, I took a shifting class, and just learning how to be really efficient with your gears, one to help you with the hills, and which one it'll save your bike, it'll save your knees. You know? So that was really kind of a confidence booster. And then just learning how to change a tire fix a flat and stuff like that. So learning the rules of the road, I think, make yourself visible. It doesn't take a lot of fancy stuff. You don't need fancy bikes, fancy equipment. My winter bike was a very inexpensive used bike that I just added a used bike rack from the bike shop to. And I think just practice. Yeah, and talk to people. I think Bill said talk to people and ask questions.
Yep. If you can find somebody that has stopped a minute and ask them about their bike, people like to tell about their bike.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, you know, that bike on races and events outside of town, and some really hardcore bikers, and do a lot of single tracks, and especially in Nevada and places like that. Utah has some wonderful tracks. But there's three places in town. You know, Yellow Jersey is the dedicated bike shop, but bikes are also sold at Lakeside and at True Value.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, talk to people. And the bike shop is kind of a magnet for people coming in. That was part of my job at the bike shop, was Walmart greeter and talking.
Bill can give you the history of helmets and tell you everything about all the helmets now.
I was pretty good at helmets, but don't ask me to change a tire. Although I laugh because James, the mechanic there, they can change a tire in minutes. It takes me about an hour. So worst comes to worst, I can do that. But bike shops are good places, and usually somebody there will show you the range of bikes. And I think the big change after Bill Hughes, the owner, came back from a big bike industry show was electric has always been around, or for a long time, but now it's going farther and farther out from just somebody that just wants to putz around town. And they're very handy for that. We have several. But they've gone into mountain bikes, and he's got two for rent this year if you want to try an electric bike.
Wow.
Other than his regular powered. So electric bikes have come a long way, and that's kind of the wave of the future. Right now, I'll wait a little while to get one. But but there's all kinds. You know, hopefully at that Saturday the 26th, people can bring in all kinds of bikes, and you can see what it's like on a recumbent or a, let's see, what was the other one we were going to, there's several, there's the recumbent's the big one, and there's something else. There's several kinds of bikes.
And you're asking people if they have a unique bike to bring it down to that community ride.
And you could show people how it works.
Doubles or...
I haven't seen a tandem. There is a tandem somewhere, they said.
Awesome.
Tandems are very popular down south.
I've seen one down at the Elias and Duck.
You know, somebody said they did see one. If you've got a tandem, we'd love to see it because they're not real common in town.
So both of you bike to work regularly, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is there something that you particularly enjoy about that?
I think it's the time outside. I mean, I've been offered rides home. Like, I can put your bike in my car, and it's like the best part of my day sometimes.
Yeah.
You get to slow down. You get to be outside. You get to see things you wouldn't normally see, and the world slows down a little bit.
So that's a good way to start the day. I'm not biking to work that much anymore since I'm retired, long retired. But if I go to town... That's my work, I guess.
You get some exercise at the same time.
It wakes you up, and really good start on the day.
Yeah.
And how many do you have biking over to Search? I see a lot of bikes heading over that way. And
I'm at Oceanside.
Oh, you're at Oceanside. Hospital. Yeah.
So. And in front of Oceanside lately, there's been 5 bikes.
Oh, good.
On a busy day. Of us, my coworkers. And I know when I go by Search, there's a bike rack on the far side of the building that is usually fairly full also.
And at Raven, there's 5 or 6 bikes in there.
There's right already now. There right now.
We got the last spot, right?
Yeah, we did.
Is there anything you guys would like to add before we end here?
I think just don't be afraid to bike. The more people biking, the more visible you are. And I think SICK is a good place for that because cars are aware of bikes. But the more you're out there and following the rules of the road, the more you make cars aware of bikes. Yeah, and it's a great way to get some cars off the road and get some exercise at the same time.
And we really are trying to promote safe biking, and unfortunately some people kind of make it tough, you know, just that riding with the traffic and wearing a bike helmet, things like that. And what I like to see, adults wear bike helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Kids do look at adults as role models generally, and the more adults that wear helmets, the more kids will. But a lot of kids do have helmets. I'm really impressed, And, you know, there's no reason not to have a helmet. Somebody will give you one.
So if you're just joining us, I have Jessica Pyatt, who's the spokesperson for Bike to Work Week, as well as Bill Foster, a member of the Bike Friendly Coalition. We've been talking about National Bike to Work Week as a part of National Bike Month. So thank you both for being in here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.